Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. And today I'm joined with the head football coach for the Michigan State Spartans, Mark D'Antonio. Mark, welcome to our program.
Thanks. Thanks for having us on and being here today.
Seems like ever since you got to Michigan State, things have been on a steady incline where you've changed the culture of this program, and really it's become one of the premier programs in not only the Big Ten, but in the nation.
Well, thanks. I think one of the things that we've been able to do is have continuity here. We don't have a lot of attrition with our players. We've not had a lot of attrition with our staff. You know, Ken Manning has been here in our strength room since 1995, when I was here as an assistant, and he's remained on for the this is our sixth season going to this current staff. But he remains a fixture here for so many of our players, and I think we've got great guys that work with our players. And so what you find is that we are able to critique things and move things forward, and the guys working here have a passion. Our players have a passion for what they do, and, you know, they have a commitment to excellence, and there's a trust factor there.
You know, obviously everything about what's going on here is about football and about team. What's some of your ideas and philosophy on developing teamwork and fostering that teamwork?
I think first of all, you have to have a commitment, and that commitment has to be challenging, which we're going to challenge our players every day, but that's how you get better. There's got to be a commitment there, and this is done over a period of time, and we've got to be able to communicate with our players, and they've got to be able to communicate with us. So we've got to have relationships, and those relationships are going to be built on trust. So we put a lot of emphasis on those three factors, and then that all points towards excellence. We believe in having both feet in, so you've got to be fully engaged as a player, and anytime we see a player that's not fully engaged, that he's heading the other way, we've got to find out why. What's the reason behind that? Is it due to us? Is it due to lack of opportunity? There's so many intangible things that we need to work on here that'll lead to the tangible results that we're all looking for, whether it's in the classroom or whether it's their moral conduct or whether it's winning on a football field, and I think they're all interrelated.
So if they're doing the work in the classroom, it also correlates to what the total concept of what your program's about.
Well, I think it correlates to being able to find ways to work through challenges, and that's the important thing. And they're going to be challenged here, whether it's in this weight room or whether it's on the football field or classroom or like I said, socially, they're going to be challenged as well. And it's important that we understand those aspects and move forward.
Why is it important, do you feel, that athletes and young people need to have so much goal orientation?
Well, I think right now, first of all, we can't be naive about the fact that we've got to win football games. So that's a part of it. But I think more importantly, or it's just as important that our players develop as young people between that 18 and 22-year-old age time, which is what they are when they're in college. So they're finding ways to be able to develop by themselves and be self-sustaining people, be major players, not just on the football field, but major players in our society after they graduate here. So all those things point towards they have to have goals in not just football, but in other areas of their life, and they've got to be able to achieve those goals if they want to be successful beyond college, which that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build young people.
Coach, what got you into wanting to become a football coach?
I grew up in Zanesville, Ohio. My father was a basketball coach, baseball coach. But I also had football coaches that were a large part of my life as I grew up. And they were all positive role model type guys. And so as I got to the high school and I figured out that, I was going to have to do something, as I got into college, I looked for the coaching aspect of it. And my father was an administrator and a high school principal. And so, I was sort of brought up that knowledge was power and that education was the key to getting that, and that if you were educated and you could do so many different things with your life. And I think that I've sort of felt that that's how you bring young people along. So I've always tried to interact with young people and impact a life.
Yeah, you were playing college ball, and what are some of the kind of neat changes that you've seen over the years between how training and conditioning is done today as contrasted against when you were in college?
When I played back in the 70s and I played at the University of South Carolina, the late 70s, we didn't even have a strength coach. So the whole aspect of strength coaches, we had a great weight room, but the coaches took you through that. So that whole aspect of training year-round, and developing the body as such, and all the different things scientifically that you look at now and you try and improve on, whether it's stretching or whether it's, you know, plyometrics or whether it's balance. You know, we were just lifting weights. And so a lot of things have become very, people have become very innovative and creative, and they're doing things with an edge.
Yeah, and another thing, you know, I'm here, this is summer conditioning, summer weightlifting going on. That wasn't going on as far as a total program, like at the college. Now the guys are actually going to taking courses in the summer, and they're here all summer. And it seems like it's a better thing for the athletes. It keeps them on the goal path, and it keeps them on the program.
Well, we've got 7 weeks we've got to give them off, but other than that, it's, you know, that's throughout the year. Other than that, it's pretty much a year-round program. And whereas I look at when I played, you know, it was a big-time program and everything, but we had no organized summer program like this. Our players didn't go to summer school unless you absolutely had to. Most players went home and, you know, worked out at home. And, you know, I stayed my senior year. Other than that, I went home and I worked out and did my stuff and got myself ready. And then August was pretty much a time where you got yourself in football shape. Now you're in football shape when you come to August. So it's you move to a higher level of thinking, a higher level of doing things.
One more question, Coach, before you go. Are there any special techniques or methods that you like to employ as far as motivating players and keeping them motivated?
Well, I think the biggest thing is if way to motivating players, listen to them. Listen to them. Get them involved. I think coaches sometimes can stand up in front of people and just talk and talk and talk. It's important that the players interact and the players take on that ability to interact, not just with the coaches, but with each other, because your best football teams are going to be player-led. We've been successful the last number of years, highly successful, because we've had great leadership at the ground level. And by ground level, I mean our seniors, our juniors led our football team. And it was just me trying to channel that leadership into certain areas to say, where do you want to go with this? What do you want to do? And we problem solve. We critique every day, and then we find something, we hang on to it. Whether it was the motivation of ending with a flurry, and you know, we talked about Ali and how he ended every fight with a flurry and how he'd come on at the end, and that's what we were able to do. But we'll find something and we'll gravitate towards it and use it as a focus. But more importantly, it's going to be how we perform on the game field and how we handle adversity.
Coach, appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day. It looks like you're busy here with all these camps. Thanks for joining us. I will say this, it's an impressive thing you've got going on here at Michigan State University. The Spartans and Sparty look like they're really preparing for battle.
Well, thanks. And as I said earlier, a lot of people working in one direction here, and I think that's the key, that we don't deviate. We continue to move forward together, and then we keep the big wheel of momentum going, and we don't spin off and have our own agendas. And I think that's really why we have success right now, chemistry and leadership. Thanks for being here, and go Green.